From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented with little immediate protest as immigration lawyers gathered at U.S. airports to aid travelers from six affected countries. The U.S. activated the new rules Thursday evening, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a bona fide relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. to be admitted into the country. Before the rollout, senior administration officials explained how consular officials should proceed with the visa applications for people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Masih Fouladi, advocacy manager for CARE Los Angeles, said his organization was disappointed with some of the relationships stated.
We're looking for cases to potentially file lawsuits and make sure that all Muslim Americans and all individuals impacted by this Muslim ban have their rights protected and can travel freely.
Anyone in transit to the U.S. with travel scheduled before July 6 will be allowed to enter. Those with travel booked after that date will be addressed at a later time. Brett McGurk, the U.S. envoy to the coalition fighting Islamic State, flew into Ankara Friday in the latest efforts by Washington to calm mounting tensions involving key allies in the war against IS. Those tensions threatened to derail efforts to capture the Syrian town of Raqqa, the militant self-declared capital. McGurk's visit comes on the same day that President Donald Trump spoke by telephone with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. An indication of the difficulty of McGurk's task on this visit, he only met with senior Turkish officials rather than Erdogan himself. For additional information, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. It's the 20th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to China from British rule this weekend. From Hong Kong, Bill Ide reports.
Just days before the anniversary and swearing in of Hong Kong's new Beijing-approved chief executive, activists perched themselves on a statue outside the convention center where the ceremony will take place, calling for direct elections and the unconditional release of Liu Xiaobo.
In my opinion, he's illegally arrested because what he has been saying for all these years can never be illegal in the ordinary society.
Hong Kong's mini-constitution or basic law guarantees universal suffrage, and activists have called for direct elections for the territory's chief executive. But China ruled that out in 2012. Many see this as crucial for Hong Kong's future development. Chinese President Xi Jinping says he will meet with people from all walks of life during his three-day visit to the city. But heightened security is likely to keep further protests and calls for political reform as well as the unconditional release of Liu out of view. Bill Ide, VOA News, Hong Kong.
U.S. President Donald Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in met at the White House and declared that the U.S. has run out of patience with North Korea. On trade, Trump said the existing U.S.-South Korean trade agreement has been rough for the U.S. and that he is working to create a fair and reciprocal economic relationship with South Korea. White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump's actions were consistent with his campaign promises.
At the direction of the president, Ambassador Lighthizer is calling a special joint committee meeting to start the process of renegotiating and amending the deal. And as always, and as we've said many times before, the president's committed to making sure he gets the best deal and a better deal if possible.
Since the current trade deal went into effect in 2012, the U.S. trade deficit with Seoul has doubled. But the bulk of the two leaders' comments on Friday dealt with North Korea, and the two leaders presented a unified front. The head of Venezuela's intelligence agency is being summoned to court on suspicion of committing grave and systemic human rights violations. Chief Prosecutor Luisa Ortega Diaz's office says it is investigating cases of arbitrary raids, illegitimate detentions, and people being held in jail despite court orders that they be let free. Intelligence agency director Gustavo Gonzalez has been ordered to appear at the state prosecutor's office on Monday. Legal rights activists have denounced the detention of thousands of Venezuelans participating in anti-government protests. Opposition leaders have also decried raids by authorities that have left buildings in shambles. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.